He doesn't deny killing the little girl. He denies that it was a deliberate homicide, an intentional homicide, but not a coolly reflected homicide.
Well,
and there is a difference.
I don't understand that from the facts. Let me just read some of this. Kidnapped a little six-year-old girl, took her to a remote place down in a silo-like pit, took her down into this pit so that she couldn't extricate herself. Appellant then asked the victim to pull down her panties so he could see her vagina. When she said no, appellant grabbed the victim's underwear, tearing it off her, forcing her to the ground. He then got on top of her, pinning her to the ground with his chest, started rubbing his penis on her leg to try to get an erection. The victim started screaming, kicking, and pushing at appellant, scratching his chest. Appellant got up, and even though he had not yet raped the victim, decided to go ahead and kill her. He grabbed a brick and hit her in the head with at least six times, causing bleeding and bruising, but not killing her or rendering her unconscious. After the victim was struck the first time, she started to run around the pit, leaving blood in various places around the pit. When appellant hit her with it again, the victim fell to her knees, sagging to the ground, but she continued to try to crawl away from the appellant. Appellant struck the victim with a brick again, eventually knocking her to the ground, and at some point fracturing the right side of her skull with a brick. At that point, because the victim was still moving around, appellant lifted a rather large boulder about the size of a basketball over his head and brought it down on the back left side of the victim's head and neck, causing multiple fractures of her skull. The victim inhaled and exhaled really fast and then stopped breathing. How can you say there's no deliberation?